This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for August the 18th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam 37:24. It says there, "If they fall, they will not stay down, because the Lord will help them up." End of quote. Failure is part of human life. However, you do not stay down because of the divine help available to you. Don't you remember when you were small, you failed many times before you started walking? Remember how long it took to get your bike balance? How many times you tripped or fell before you got that balance? I got teenage boys in my home. I asked them to do chores at home. Of course, I know they are going to make mistakes. If I do not allow them to fail, they are not going to grow. Failure paves the way to grow into healthy and responsible adults. I hope that they would eventually learn from their mistakes and grow well. Our today's Bible insight says, if they fall, they will not stay down, because the Lord will help them up. End of quote. Our Heavenly Father is the perfect Father, and He's not a comparison to any human fathers. It says in the book of Psalm 18:30, "The God, how perfect are His deeds, how dependable His words. His works are perfect. His words are faithful. His love lasts forever. He is a good father." Psalm 106:1 says, "For he is good. His love endures forever." No matter what happens, you can never blow off his perfect love. Romans 8:38-39 says this, "For I am certain that nothing can separate us from his love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Jesus Christ our Lord." End of quote. There is no variation or shadow of shifting in God. James 1:17. In short, there is no imperfections in Him. Being the perfect Father, God has enough room for your failures. He has compassion for us. Bible says in Psalm 103:14, "For He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." End of quote. He knows we are prone to fail because we are dust. You see, if imperfect earthly fathers understand the failures of their children and show patience and forgiveness, how much more the Heavenly Father would do to His children? For some of you, it may be difficult to grasp because your parents expected perfection from the get-go. Take a deep breath. Your failure is not the end of the world and hope. Listen, you have a perfect, loving, faithful, compassionate, merciful Father in heaven. It makes all the difference for you as a person. If you failed, God has His loving and caring eye on you. He wants to pick you up and raise you to higher grounds that you never imagined in your wildest dreams. Your failure is one of a kind unique opportunity to fly high again. Do not quit because you failed. Instead, God wants you to learn from your failure and mistakes and stick with Him through the process. Our today's Bible verse says, "If they fall, they will not stay down, because the Lord will help them up." The Almighty Lord is willing and able to help when you fail. He is easily accessible 24 hours and 7 days a week. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Come to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive His mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it the most." Failing time is the time you need Him the most. Don't you agree? David says God pulled him out of the miry clay and put his feet on a rock and gave a new song in his mouth. Failed time is the time to stick with the Lord like a glue. You see, failure makes you more compassionate and ready to serve hurting people around you because you experience the frame of humanity. You learned something that others did not discover yet. You become more merciful, forgiving, and less judgmental. You become a better channel to represent God to those who are hurt. Peter failed big time by denying Jesus 3 times. Only we can imagine the anxieties of his mind. Because Jesus picked him up and restored him again. John 21:15-25. Peter could write later in 1 Peter 4:7, he wrote, "Cast all your anxiety upon him, the Lord, because he cares for you. End of quote. He also wrote in verse 10, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. End of quote. You got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to the throne of grace, your throne, seeking your mercy and grace, because I needed most of it right now. I heard your throne is the center of grace, and you will never abandon me. Lord, you promised you would pick me up, restore, and make me stand on higher grounds. I believe your promise, Lord, and I claim it today. Lord Jesus, you died for all of my sins. You died in my place. I open my heart and invite you to come into my life. Please come in and use me for your purpose in future. Come and help me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.